Welcome to lesson 48 of the Irish Guitar Podcast. I'm Jerry Gaffney.
And I'm Tony O'Rourke.
Today we have a tune that I like a lot. It's called Joe Baines, or is it Joe Baines Hornpipe?
Well, it is a hornpipe, but it's referred to as Joe Baines or Joe Ban, I think some of them pronounce it. And there's actually a lot of tunes in East Clare that are called Joe Ban. Now, Joe Ban was a tin whistle and a flute player from the Moorabbin area near Feakle in East Clare. And musicians such as Mary McNamara and Martin Hayes credit him with where they got a lot of their tunes from. And as I said before, a number of tunes that bear his name do so as him being the source of the tune rather than the composer. And this is a reflection of his willingness to share his music with others. He died in 1992. I play this tune in the key of F. Now, the key of F is a lovely key, and it never ceases to amaze me how many musicians steer clear of it. It is no more difficult than the other keys, certainly on the stringed instruments, and there is a certain old, antiquated feel to it. Paradoxically, reworking a tune from the key of G, for example, can give a tune a new lease of life. Some examples of genuine F tunes are the reels The Humours of Westport and The Swallow, and that lovely but rarely heard jig, Mary's Shoes. In any case, I learnt this tune many years ago on the banjo in the key of F and decided it sounded swell on the guitar in F also. The key of F contains one flat in the key signature, that is, a B flat. Now, the guitar contains a B string. So in F, there's no open B. And that's about the only thing that it might initially cause the odd hiccup. But you'll get used to this. My advice is to practice the F major scale until it becomes as natural for you to play as a C or a G scale. The first part of this tune is played in F major, and the second part in D minor, that is the D natural minor, for four bars, but then it goes back to the F major for the last four bars. And remember that that minor scale is not the Dorian mode, so the key signature is not altered. When I play this tune, it quite often happens that whoever is accompanying the tune will miss that lovely change to D minor and continue to play in F. In doing so, they miss a most lovely part of the tune. Now, it's most important that with any tune that you play or that you accompany, to be fully aware of the melody, even if you don't play the tune yourself, and the chord changes. Sometimes when I'm accompanying people on the guitar, even the most talented of musicians say to me, "This one's in G." Well, it's very nice to know that. But if I don't know the tune, I'll listen at least once through before I start playing, unless it's one of those types of tunes that requires a fairly detailed analysis of the chord structure. And remember this, that pullovers and cardigans come in patterns, but accompaniment should not be formularised. And finally, like so many hornpipes, the last four bars of the B part of this tune replicate the last four bars of the A part. And a bit of advice, if you're ever visiting East Clare, make sure you've learnt this tune.
Okay, and just before we hear the tune, a reminder that the booklet can be obtained at www.irishguitarpod.com.
See you all next week.
Thanks, Tony.